Thank you, Jerry, and we'll take your calls until the top of the hour on Blue Jays Talk at 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. The Yankees have not announced a starter yet for tomorrow. We expect that it will be Luis Severino, and we'll let you know if before we get off the air we find out for sure. As far as the scoreboard goes, the St. Louis Bar and Grill, out-of-town scoreboard. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 2-1, so the Orioles remain a game and a half behind the Blue Jays in that wild card race. That half game will be made up tomorrow when the Blue Jays finish this series and the Baltimore Orioles are off. The Detroit Tigers trail the Kansas City Royals 11-9 in the top of the ninth inning. If that score holds, the Tigers will be three games back of the Blue Jays, and the Jays will be three games clear of a playoff spot. The Seattle Mariners, who are currently three games behind the Orioles, are leading Minnesota 4-3 in the top of the eighth. The Houston Astros, whose playoff hopes are fading, beat the Angels 4-1 today, so they remain three games back of the Orioles for the second wild card in the American League. The Boston Red Sox and the Tampa Bay Rays are tied 2-2 as they play in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Rays tying it up on an RBI single by Brad Miller in the bottom of the eighth. Boston's 10-game win streak is in jeopardy. The Red Sox magic number to clinch the AL East is 3, which means any combination of Red Sox wins and Blue Jays losses totaling 3 gives the division to Boston. The Red Sox, like the Orioles, are off tomorrow as well. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Let's go to the phones after an exciting 4-3 win for the Blue Jays over the Yankees. We begin with Rob in Aurora. You're the leadoff man. Hey, Rob.
Hi, what an amazing game. A couple things for you. First, I want to give a shout-out to my buddy Billy, 92 years old. We lost him today. Big Jays fan, always on the couch cheering with me. Wanted to give him a shout-out. And I want to know from you, I wasn't able to pick this up, but when we got Carrera up to the plate earlier in the game, second and third, why wouldn't they squeeze the run in with Tulowitzki at third? Carrera's got a great bat in terms of handling. It's a weapon Gibbons doesn't use enough, in my opinion. I mean, I love Gibbons, but there's guys like Madden will use this suicide squeeze all the time to win important games. I just don't understand why he doesn't have it in his arsenal. And maybe I need to apologize to him because maybe he called it in the ninth inning. Did he call it or was that all Carrera?
That was not a suicide squeeze in the ninth inning. That was Ezekiel Carrera bunting on his own for the half of a hit, or at least to move Pilar over and try to score Upton with a good bunt. But that wasn't a suicide squeeze. And as for why he didn't do it in the seventh inning, well, with one out in the seventh inning and runners at second and third in a tie game, it's not a great idea. First of all, to just play for the one run, and second of all, if you mess up, then all of a sudden you got two outs and maybe runners at first and second or first and third. It's not the ninth inning. It's the seventh inning. And as we saw, getting one run in the seventh inning wouldn't have been enough. So with nobody out, I think maybe you think about it because you're right. The bunt is a big weapon for Carrera, who is a very good bunter and not a very good hitter. But I don't think the seventh inning is the right place to do that. I didn't even love that Pilar bunted in the seventh inning. I thought that was, to bunt for the nine hitter, if you're going to pinch hit, fine. But to bunt for the nine hitter, I don't think is such a great idea.
Mike, do you have smoke on your playoff lineup, or do you keep Bones for the playoff lineup if they make it and use him at first if you have to take Eddie out for a pinch runner?
I think you have both of them on the playoff roster, maybe. You have Darwin Barney, too, who can play some first base. You can cut back on your pitching staff because you don't need five starters in the playoffs. So, a guy like a Dalton Pompey is going to be on the playoff roster. You may be able to shorten the bullpen, too, to make room for Goins. But Justin Smoke is going to be on the playoff roster, I would think.
And Dickie?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Mike. Enjoyed the game. Always enjoy your show.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate the call. Yeah, if the remaining starters are all healthy, then like Mark Burley last year, R.A. Dickey will not be on the playoff roster this year. Eddie is in Fort Erie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
Good. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, was it ever. And you know what? How can you not love meaningful baseball like that? I mean, it is one thing that I've learned from watching pennant races, like as much of a long baseball fan as I am, there's always some heartbreak. There's always triumph. Heartbreak for Osuna that he didn't get the save, but you know what? It could happen to anybody. And the triumph coming back to win the game, especially against the Betances, who we know is really, really good. And, you know, they took advantage of his wildness, too. I mean, on Upton. I mean, he could have, like, just threw fastballs and fastballs at Upton. But you know what? He threw him a fastball away, and Upton didn't, you know, swing at it. And, you know what? We won the game. And, hey, this is great. You know what? I can't wait for the final week of the year, Mike. This is going to be excellent.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate the call. It's going to be a fun final week. The Blue Jays are just a couple outs away from being three games clear in the wild card, which is a little bit of breathing room as they'll have seven games left to play. For a while there, it was getting pretty tense. There was a time about a week ago, maybe a little longer than a week ago, where the Blue Jays' margin on a playoff spot was only one game. And right now they hold the first wild card by a game and a half over the Orioles, who are a game and a half, or pardon me, currently a game ahead of the Tigers, who are trailing in the ninth, 11-9, to the Kansas City Royals. We will step aside when we come back. More of your calls to the top of the hour on Blue Jays Talk. Jays beat the Yankees 4-3. It's a Sportsnet Radio Network.
And the first pitch to Edwin. Swing and a ground ball to the right side. That's Davings diving, stop in right field. No play for Torres. Pilar scores. Edwin wins it. 4-3 and a ground ball to second.
Now how about that? Don't expect the Blue Jays to win on a walk-off infield single, but that's what they did, beating the New York Yankees 4-3, a crazy finish to a great game. This was 1-1 going into the bottom of the eighth inning, and it winds up 4-3 Blue Jays with each team scoring two runs in the ninth. I'm Mike Wilner. This is Blue Jays Talk. We're taking your calls to the top of the hour, and we'll take one more before we hear from John Gibbons. Lars is in Chaplin, Saskatchewan. Hello, Lars.
Mike, how you doing?
Good. Go right ahead.
Just actually phoning to comment on the Blue Jays and winning some games in a different fashion than long ball. I thought the play by Carrera, the safety squeeze play, is the right play in that situation. I mean, first and third, bunt down the first baseline. You cannot defend it. And I think that's something that the Blue Jays haven't done. And in the last four or five games, they've been doing a lot more little things like stealing bases, bunting. Especially their base running has improved to win baseball games. And in the playoffs, you might scratch only four or five hits, and those are the little things that are going to win you games. So I do give manager John Gibbons credit for making adjustments, and that's what the game of baseball is about, is making adjustments.
Well, I mean, they've certainly cleaned up their act a lot in the last week rather than the couple of weeks that preceded it, and they've won five out of six. You're right. That bunt is impossible to defend. If it's executed well, you know, with Melvin Upton Jr. with his speed is going to score easily on anything that gets down. And I don't know why Tyler Clippert even bothered to throw home. That wasn't the winning run. But that's a smart play there. And as much as I don't like sacrifice bunts, and I don't, I think most sacrifice bunts are a problem. But if you drop a bunt that scores the tying run in the bottom of the ninth inning, that is always a good bunt.
No, absolutely. And
always.
I think the addition of Ezekiel Carrero in the nine hole is a lot better than Smokey in the middle of the lineup, because at the end of the day, we don't need more power in the Blue Jays lineup. It's the little things like the speed of Carrera, and the speed on the base pass changes that dynamic of an inning immensely. Like, you cannot defend speed. And it's very tough to pitch when you got a guy that can run on first base. So I like him in the lineup a lot more than Smokey. I know you're a fan of the long ball, and all the fans are, but it just doesn't win you games on a consistent basis. So
it does, though. That's the thing. The long ball wins you more games than anything else wins you games. And I don't know why a lot of people talk about it with such disdain. Home runs are a very, very good thing. Ezekiel Carrera, though, is not a guy who's going to hit home runs, and he's not a guy who's going to hit much at all, but he is a very good bunter, and that skill was well used today. Thank you for the call, Lars. We're going to hear from the manager The Blue Jays walk off the Yankees 4-3. Here's what John Gibbons had to say after the game.
John, I hope this question doesn't sound too dumb, but Bautista looked like to you like he's trying to prove something, like he's playing to...
No, I don't, you know, Jose's that kind of player. He's always doing that. I don't care whether it's this year or last year. You know, he's a very motivated guy. He's one of the most disciplined guys you're ever going to meet, and he believes himself. He's one of the most confident guys you'll ever... So I just think, you know what, he's got some, you know, ever came back from his injury, he's got some at-bats under his belt. And he's just doing really what he's always done his whole career. So, you know, I don't know how any other way to answer that.
Gibby, did down here to your right, did you guys call that squeeze in the ninth, or was Ezekiel doing that on his own?
Yeah, no, you're never going to squeeze with no outs. You know, too many bad things can happen. He's going to pull the ball this way. You know, with the first baseman's got to hold that guy in the bag, so it's open over there. And then, you know, with a decent bunt, he probably can score from, you know, third base, and, you know, you get the guy in scoring position. You know, I mean, Zeke's, he can handle the bat, you know, with the best of them when it comes to bunt and things like that. And, you know, we were fortunate. It was one of those plays that, they tried to flip it home, and it really opened up the whole inning.
John, what did you think of Upton's at-bat? He was, I think, down 0-2, and he worked it into a walk. That was really what started that inning off.
Hazel, that was the key to the game. You know, we fell behind. You know, Suna pitched good. You know, they dunked a couple balls in on him, you know, and ended up taking the lead. But, you know, I mean, he was throwing the ball really good too. But, yeah, and then to fall behind on Betances, you know, I mean, that's not easy. And, you know, Melvin, he's a free swinger too, but a great at bat set really. And then Kevin, you know, down two strikes, come back and get the big hit. You know, really set everything in motion. A lot of good things happened today. You know, you look at Estrada, Benoit, Marcos, he was dynamite. And then Benoit, you know, after the leadoff double, worked his way out of it against the top of their lineup. So, really, it was a well-played game on both sides. You know, not much scoring. You know, Pineda, he's always been tough on us. He was good again today. So, it was just one of those games, you know, that you end up coughing up the lead. It was a small lead, but you end up coughing it up, and you come back and win it. Who knows what that does for you?
Who knows indeed, as we move into the final week of the season. 7 games left, 1 more against the Yankees as the Jays will try for a 4-game sweep tomorrow, then 3 with Baltimore, with the Blue Jays lead by a game and a half for that first wild card spot in the American League, and then the final 3 at Fenway Park against the New York Yankees. We got time for another call, maybe 2. Corey is in Orangeville. Hey, Corey.
How's it going, Mike?
Good. Go ahead.
Good. I just want to make a couple quick comments, then I'll ask you a question. I've been an Oakland A's fan for about 25 years. I cheer for the Jays when they're not playing the A's. So all the stuff Josh Donaldson has been doing and everything he means to this team is not a surprise to me, because I paid attention before he got here. The only thing, like, his power numbers went up because he played in Oakland, which is not a great park for a home run.
Right.
But just considering the timing of the Jays playing, you know, much better in the last 7 to 10 days, him coming back from, like, looking like he was playing hurt, taking a couple days, coming back with that great comeback game, it seems to have added a bit of juice to everybody. I just wonder where you rank the Josh Donaldson trade at this point in terms of, like, I know – having paid attention to what the A's got back, this might be the biggest robbery in Jays history. So I was just wondering what you thought of that. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. I think that's reasonable. I think it's one of the greatest steals of all time, not just in Blue Jays history, in picking up Josh Donaldson for Brett Laurie, Sean Nolan, Kendall Graveman, and Franklin Barreto. And we don't know what Barreto's going to be. But, yeah, the Blue Jays get an MVP who's having another great season for nothing that they miss. Nothing that they miss. And Laurie's not even in Oakland anymore. I don't think Nolan is either. It is one of the great robberies of all time. Absolutely. Can we squeeze one more in? Yeah, Graham in Etobicoke, real quick. Hey, Graham.
This is quick. I'll make this as quick as I possibly can, Mike. With a potential, the one game, wild card game coming up, does the pitcher have, how does that roster work? Is it just a normal 25-man roster, or is it a playoff roster that pitcher has to be on to start that game?
You have to be playoff eligible.
Well, that's what I mean, but when the Jays win that one game, do they have to carry that one?
No. It's a different roster. The wild card game roster, and we talked about this with Ben Nicholson-Smith on the pregame show, the wild card roster is its own separate entity. It is for that game and that game only.
Okay, thank you, Mike, for your time. Have a great day.
All right, no problem. No one, you have to be playoff eligible to be on the wild card roster, but the wild card games roster is for that game only. And then if you win and you advance to the division series, you can have a completely different roster. We shall see how the Blue Jays work it, as it appears now that the wild card game will be their entry into the playoffs. The Red Sox have just taken a 3-2 lead on the Tampa Bay Rays in the top of the 10th. If Boston wins, their magic number to clinch the East is down to just 2. The Blue Jays win a wild one. They walk it off with the New York Yankees 4-3 after a blown save in the top of the 9th inning. Only the 3rd 9th inning blown save for the Blue Jays all season long. We'll get you set for the series finale when we come back. Post games brought to you by your Ontario Honda dealers. It is the Sportsnet Radio Network.